This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The partisan battle lines are hardening as Washington braces for this week's expected House vote to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Senator Ted Cruz tells ABC's This Week,
I think this is the beginning of the end for this show trial that we've seen in the House. I think it's going to come to the Senate. We're going to have fair proceedings, and then it's not going anywhere because the facts aren't there.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is raising doubts after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News last week he was working as one with the White House, and there's zero chance the president will be removed from office.
So far, McConnell has not come to me, and I'm worried that we won't get a fair trial where all the facts and all the truth comes out.
The House plans to vote Wednesday on two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, former FBI Director James Comey is acknowledging that a Justice Department Inspector General report identified real sloppiness in the surveillance of a former Trump campaign aide. He says he was wrong to have been overconfident about how the Russian investigation was handled. But Comey also told Fox News Sunday that he was right to feel some measure of vindication because the report did not find evidence for some of the most sensational accusations made by President Trump and his supporters.
The FBI was accused of treason, of illegal spying, of tapping Mr. Trump's wires illegally, of opening an investigation without justification, of being a criminal conspiracy to defeat and then unseat a president. All of that was nonsense. I think it's really important that the Inspector General looked at that, and that the American people, your viewers and all viewers, understand that's true. But he also found things that we were never accused of, which is real sloppiness. And that's concerning, as I've said all along, has to be focused on. If I were director, I'd be very concerned.